With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason, I understand this is an issue somewhat close to your heart, and it gets your blood going a little bit. Minimum wage as it relates to a small business owner and operator. I guess your opening thoughts on it, at least.
The minimum wage across the state, I understand the need for a living wage. It also is not intended to be a career. My frustrations with minimum wage only reside in that small businesses struggle as it is to not only compete, but also to keep their costs down, operating costs down, follow through with all their taxes that come through with every aspect of the business. It's very onerous to think about the amount of money that comes in and the taxes that are afforded to that income, and then have to think about a continuous rise in minimum wage that we are fighting to already make ends meet when it comes to the business operations. Again, I understand the living wage needs, but on the service industry specifically, it is unusual for our staff not to come home with $20 to $25 an hour pay in addition to what they're already making a minimum wage. So very specifically to the service industry, we do not see a need for a rise in minimum wage, and our staff is very happy with what they make here, and not only through their minimum wage, but through tips. That's really where their bread and butter is. That also inspires quality service. If in order for us to compete, we have to provide quality service. They make their money on service, and that has been something that's been in the industry for as far as, you know, we can remember. That also inspires people to come back to the business, making it more successful. So it's a double-edged sword. When minimum wage goes up, we have to pay them more, but that could negatively impact their interest in service. We want to be very careful of that, and we always take care of our employees.
What kind of decisions would you as a business operator need to make if it continues to creep the way it is?
We absolutely have to limit our overhead and operating costs. Where do we do that first? It comes with the service, so our staff has to be cut. Beyond that, we then have to look at what are we doing procedurally. As engineers, we by day, we always look at where we can save money. When you do that to exhaustion, and the business has nowhere else to save money, where else do you look? You have to look at your staff. When you reduce the number of staff, you reduce your operating costs. Minimum wage has a big impact to that.
So. You're surrounded by other people I know that own businesses, operate businesses, friends, I'm sure, relatives. What are they saying to you?
Most of the individuals that you speak to that are friends, family, or individuals within the industry understand this exact point in this position. In that when you go to work, especially on the service industry, your expectation is that in order to make your tips, you have to put in the effort. That is not always the case. It's not a guarantee. We understand that. But the inspiration to come to work and work hard and put your best foot forward provides you the best opportunity to make as much as possible through the tipping process. Being that that's how we operate now across the state, that is the best way for them to earn a living wage. And the minimum wage, really, it only hurts the business because now we have to start cutting in other areas that actually detract from the service industry side being successful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.